everyone on Audio Boom. It's Paul Hopkins of your podcast, and hope you're all well. I want to talk about customer services, and the reason I'm playing this big bang, bang, bang kind of music. I mean, for one, I like it, but I'll explain in a minute why else I want to record with this music in the background. Okay, so I want to talk about customer service. We often talk about customer service when things go wrong, don't we? And we sort of go, oh, you know, we always talk about customer service like when things go really, really wrong and when things go really badly. I want to talk, like, it's more like a contrast of customer service, really. I went to Bose the other day. Bose, for those that know, they make hi-fi equipment and TV stuff. They actually make TVs and they make sound systems. Very, very good with their sound systems. They make headphones. Very good headphones. Bluetooth headphones. Wired headphones. And the good thing is they make headphones that the cables can be pulled out, so you can replace the cables, because it's one thing that happens for me, it's the cables and headphones need replacing regularly, and that means for most headphone types where you can't change cable, it means your headphones are broken. Now, the only thing I'll say about Bose, I've had some problems with their in-ear headphones, but that's about it. You know, but I think in-ear headphones are almost throwaway, really. I wouldn't really recommend spending a lot of money on in-ear headphones. But I went to Bose the other day. I've bought a few things from Bose. Claire and I both have a Bose SoundLink Mini, which if you have not heard one of those, go into a Bose store or somewhere where they sell Bose products and have a listen. Have a go. They're Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth portable speaker, very portable speaker. And they're very much about personal sound, really, at that size. It's not, they're not big at all. I don't even know how to describe the size of a Bose SoundLink Mini, but it isn't big at all. It's definitely there with very, very portable sound. But I went in because I wanted to get. I've got some Bluetooth headphones from Bose, which I wanted to really sort of go away from, really, because I actually do prefer wired headphones and to have the inline mic and remote like I've got on these, which is, I've got, they were a pair of on-ear Bose headphones. They fold up. But what I want to talk about is good customer service, and it will be Bose mostly that I'm centering on here, but there are others. When you do shop premiumly in it, you know, you do generally expect better good customer service, but my experience is that you do. So I went into Bose, and just casually I was sort of talking and saying, you know, I'd really love to have got some. I actually looked at the noise cancelling headphones, which are a bit beyond my price budget, until I started talking casually, and I said, well, I've got some in-ear headphones, and he said, well, how long have you had them? And I said, because they kind of broke and stuff, and he said, look, they're on a 2-year warranty, why are you not bringing them in? And I said, I don't know, just didn't think it was fair, really. And he said, well, no, it is fair, you know, whatever's happened to them, it doesn't matter, just bring them in, you know, as long as you haven't sort of deliberately stamped on them or something, which I haven't. And he said, yeah, just bring those in. He said, in fact, if I look at your history, and he saw, and he said, yeah, they're sports, they're the blue sports version, whatever. And I said, yeah, okay. I said, the thing is, I wouldn't really want in-ear headphones again, to be honest. I said, I'd like to sort of do something and try and get the noise cancelling headphones as well as these on-ear ones. And he said, yeah, okay, well, look. He said, you don't have to have them. You can bring those. He said, do you have your Bluetooth headphones with you? I said, yeah. And they're not cheap either. You know, they were good price. You know, the Bose stuff at that level tends to be around 150 sort of quid, really. You know, but you do get quality. And as I said, you get the 2-year warranty to begin with. So he said, well, you can put you can put those and the headphones against something else, and we just take those back and give you a price. And I know Apple do this. Apple do it with, for example, their iPhones and iPads, iPods, whatever. You can give them your old Apple stuff, and they'll give you a price for it against something else. And I just think that's wonderful. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So I'm very, very happy with that. I like Bose stuff anyway. And the reason that I played that music at the beginning is because I had the advantage of listening to it with some Bose headphones, which I have on my head at the moment, which I'm speaking to you through now, through the inline mic. Contrast that with then going to McDonald's afterwards for a bit to eat. You know, I just wanted to quickly get something to eat on the way back to my bachelor pad in Birmingham, I guess you could call it. It's certainly it's not really home. Here, where I am at the moment, is home with Claire, and down in Orpington in Kent now. You know, very much so. But so I went to McDonald's, and the lady who served me was absolutely fine. Really, and that will be part of my, she'll be the bridge between, you know, good and bad customer service and my conclusion. So she was fine. Oh, you know, yeah. I said, so what have you got new? And she said, oh yeah, we've got this Miami burger. And I said, okay, what's in that? And she told me, and I said, yeah, I fancy that. And then she said, we've also got some new shake fries or something, and they've got barbecue sauce thing, and you shake them and cha-la-la, and it sounds like a lot of fun. So I said, yeah, go on then, I'll have some of those. I said, can I have it as a meal? And she said, hang on a minute, I'll ask. And she shouted over, or called over to the manager, or I assume he was some supervisor or something. And she said, can the customer have these as a meal? So she was only talking about me because I was the customer, not because of being visually impaired or anything like that. And he just sort of stood there for a bit, looked at something and went, no. And he just walked off. And I thought, she can't possibly apologise for his attitude because it wasn't her fault, and because it would probably be, there would be some impact probably on her if she did. So I just sort of shouted after him and I said, you know what? I said, like, that's really poor. You don't just say no and then walk off. I said, because it's me you're saying no to. It's not the member of staff. I said, and you know, you should be an example. You should treat your customers with a bit more respect, like she's doing. And that was that. So, you know, contrasting customer service. Claire, do you want to say anything about customer service?
I think though.
Come over here, baby. Sorry. No, you need to be heard.
It comes in the wake of though. A long list of, you know, we've been saying for the past few weeks that customer service in this country is almost non-existent. So we've had real
Vodafone.
Issues with Vodafone. Mm. We've spent upwards of 5 or 6 hours in the Vodafone shop trying to take out a contract for you. Barclays, you know, they've been.
That's got better, but yeah, it was problematic. Yeah, they've worked hard, to be fair. I mean, Vodafone tried, but and I've got what I want in the end, but yeah.
Well, you didn't. You got what you want because, yeah. EE
were not great, were they? We're not, no. They had all that problems.
We bought that remote controlled car that broke as soon as we got home.
Mankind,
yeah, the gadget.
Oh, that's shop. Yeah, we're naming names, don't worry about it.
Prizzo, the.
Prizzo, tell them about
the restaurant chain. I really can't chat for long because I'm halfway through making it.
Smells gorgeous, baby. I'm gonna give her a cuddle as she's coming and talking to me. She's
okay. Prezzo, I went in there last Saturday.
What's Prezzo?
They're an Italian chain of restaurants, or chain of Italian restaurants, there is.
Yeah.
Went in there last Saturday. The woman said to me, sorry, you can't bring your dog in here. And I said, he's a guide dog. And she said, no, you don't understand. He's a dog, and therefore my customers might be allergic. You can't come in here. And I said, no, you don't understand. You're breaking the law by not letting me in with my guide dog. Anyway, she went away, came back. I have to say, and I will say this, because there was a customer sitting at the table next to us and he said, and I quote, I think they don't understand the law because they're not of this country. So anyway, eventually they let us sit down, but Nathan said that we were served like after everyone else, they went out of their way to give us like really bad, not very good service. So people that came in after us had starters and mains and stuff, and we only had, I think we only had main courses.
I just don't get it. Served,
no. So they were rubbish. And so unfortunately, the bad outweighs the good.
Yeah, Kalucho's are generally Kalucho's, okay.
They're generally okay. We've had one instance, but we give us free.
The Indian restaurant that I go to with my dad and brothers, when I first went there, it's a local Indian restaurant. It's in Rubri in Birmingham on the High Street, if you ever want to go there. But yeah, I went there, and at first when I went and walked in with my guide dog, and my brothers had tried to warn him, and he was like, no dogs, no dogs, and all this. And then all the customers were standing up in uproar and going, you can't say that. He's allowed to bring his guide dog in. It's a guide dog. It's the law. And all that. They were doing all that business. And I walked into this melee of sticky up for me customer activity. And people were literally about to walk out of the restaurant. They might not have wanted to pay for their food, maybe that was it. But no, they did. They were really like...
They're Brummies, they're Northerners. They saw a free meal, a chance to walk away.
Brummies, yes. Brummies are cool. They know what half and half is. If you have curry and... If you have with like curry rice and chips, you normally... You have curry when you have rice.
Can't in Wales.
Curry, hang on. Chicken curry. No, I'm just saying, I've got to get it out because it's the best thing ever. Claire thinks it's not possible. They do it in Wales Nathan as well. Nathan thinks it's curry. You have curry like chicken curry, and you have rice and chips with it. So half and half, half rice, half chips. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly sane, even. She thinks it's immoral. So yeah. And anyway, that turned out all right. The thing with the Indian restaurant, I went in, I said, look, everyone, just calm down. Let's not quote the law. It's fine. Let's have a chat. And it was cool because Usher just went under the table on his own, and I pretended I didn't know where he was, and they were like, oh, where's the dog? And I said, no, he's under the table. It's fine. He's doing what he should do. So, that was that. So, you know, good and bad customer service, you could tell me what's your experience if you wish. You can comment on my boom here, or you can do a sort of your own response thing. But I just thought I'd have a little chat about it, because customer service has been getting to me a little bit in many respects, because, you know, when you sat on phones for 40 minutes, or you've got to, you know, write yet another email, or you've been made to wait the longest time for your food because they didn't want you to be there in the first place. But there is good customer service. Bose, I salute you. I'm very... What is? Apple customer service is excellent, yeah. I went to Apple to take something back, actually, middle of last week. And again, couldn't have been better. Actually, I had to change my phone. That was the reason, in the end, it would appear, why I couldn't get my phone to work in the speaker system, or at least not at a decent volume. It was either very, very quiet or very, very loud on the when I tried to put it through a little portable speaker last week when I was doing ICTEDU 215. It turned out there was a fault with my phone. Apple, I had no appointment. There was, I looked through Genius Bar in the Apple store, and it said no. You know, there's no appointments till May something, huh? Computer says no. So I walked in and I said, look, guys, I can't expect you to make any promises for me, but I do use the phone with voiceover, so therefore with sound extensively, and I can't have a phone that 1 minute is quiet, next minute's loud. It was literally between one press of the volume button going from one extreme to the other. So they said, look, let's see what we can do for you. I'd got stuck in loads of traffic, so it was already like 7:30. They were closing at 8:00, and they did see me, bless them. I was there till well gone closing time. They stay in the store till 9:00 anyway, and they sorted me out, fixed my phone. Well, they replaced it. So you cannot say fairer than that. Good customer service. Lakeland, let's I hope you're all listening to this still, because it's worth it. I won't keep you any more than necessary, but Lakeland is awesome. Oh, Claire's going to come and tell you about Lakeland.
And I had a really good experience with them years ago.
Yeah?
I bought a
bread slicing easily thing off of
Come.
I brought a thing that that assists you in the process of slicing.
Slicing bread.
I should have just bought one.
Why would you need assist? Like,
it's really difficult to slice it straight. And I don't know many people who can see who can do this as well either, to be fair.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I bought this bread easel, it's called. And now I've got a really, really good quality sharp bread knife. I'm quite good at slicing bread. But I bought this bread slicing easel and it was rubbish, to be honest. And I kind of didn't pay it much attention. But then about 6 months later, I was looking at reviews of stuff and I went and looked and see what reviews it got because I was looking for something else. And the reviews were kind of mixed and I put it on there. Actually, I thought I would never recommend it and I didn't like it and it didn't work for me at all. And I can't remember. You know, it was one of those that as soon as you started cutting the bread, it all like fell apart and stuff.
Yeah.
This thing wouldn't stay still and, you know, all that. Anyway, and I left it and I thought, well, you've reviewed a product. It's one of those, isn't it? And then about 3 days later, I had an email from Lakeland Customers, because I'd ordered it online. I had an email from Lakeland Customer Service in. We're sorry that you weren't satisfied with this product. If you send us which card to refund your money to, we would be happy to give you a full refund.
Yeah.
And that was that.
And we bought tons of stuff.
And I've never had to take my stuff back, virtually all my cake tins and stuff from Lakeland.
Yeah.
We went there today. I resisted by buying a £20 mini loaf tin. Arguments on a postcard for why I might need one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Make me mini loaves. With I like loaf cakes, like there's loads of things you could make.
Really fruit loaves.
Yeah, fruit loaves, fruit cakes.
Like
I would.
Should lemon drizzle cake.
Yeah, all of that. Lemon drizzle cake. We can go back tomorrow. Okay, everyone. I think with a little bit of music coming in for good measure, there you go. Always love the film. Always love the film. And that is from the Isles of Wonder album, which is all the theme music from the opening ceremony of the London Olympics 2012. It's got a real good kick to it, this song. I really love it. And I wanted to play it because it sounds great to me. If you've got a tinny pair of headphones, then I'm sorry. I hope I don't break them with all this bass going on. I mean, earbuds. Get some earbud headphones. They're £25 and they're very good. And the in-ear earphones from Apple. Definitely worth a go. But as I said, if you want headphones that last, in my opinion, you should definitely go for Bose. Yeah. Even Bose and Wilkins, there are others, but definitely my experience for comfort and just all-round good build, all-round good sound. Bose! Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed my little customer service thingy. And I will speak to you all soon. What are you saying? I'm going, what? I'm not on any commission at all. But if Bose do want to give me those noise-canceling headphones for free, they may so do. but anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now!